Blog Talk Radio.
Playing for Fitness, this is Deborah.
Hi, this is Haley. I'm trying to call in.
Hi, Haley. We had some technical difficulty. Stand by.
Okay.
Haley, I was just giving the briefing. We had, again, a little technical difficulty with Frank calling in. I see him now.
Okay.
Good evening. Good evening, Plan for Fitness.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Do I have Frank on the line?
This is Frank, and you got the other Frank driving.
Nice. Okay, everybody. Vietnam veteran Frank Reynolds is on the line. He's calling in from Boynton Beach, Florida. We had a little bit of technical difficulty, but we're all on the air. We have Haley Jones on the air as well. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thank you.
Frank, let's get started because we missed a couple minutes. I talked about, you know, when I met you, what an inspiration. I want to certainly thank Frank Danish for bringing you to me and as well as Haley. What a special message tonight. You served from 64 to 68. I briefly stated you were out in the jungle for 2 years, so you're a survivor. You studied karate. You're physically fit. I mean, you're 70 years old right now. I should say 70 years young. You look amazing. I was enamored by your skin. I was telling you that. I know I was pinching you a little bit, but you know what? You look fabulous. Your energy is wonderful, and I certainly, first and foremost, want to thank you for your service in the Navy.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Frank, what would you like to share with the listeners about your experience in the military?
Well, I think one of the things is the world is different today. You know, we talk about the great generation and the guys that fought in World War II, World War I, and Korea, and you know, we have a kind of a pride with them. And then along comes, you know, Vietnam and a war that was fought politically, not by me, not by the guys that died and gave their blood, but by the politicians that were controlling everything. And in fact, I was just talking with Frank today. You know, had we done things right in Vietnam and Korea, the world would be a very safer place today. But for some reason, we wouldn't allow that to happen. So what do? We deal with the nutcases in Korea. And, you know, Vietnam is still split, still communist. And a lot of my buddies and a lot of their sons and daughters all died for naught because we didn't get the win.
It's a good point, Frank. Let's keep going. I've got a question in on from Twitter. What was it like back then, you know, in the 60s and the 70s, in the 60s, to do boot camp for the Navy?
Let me tell you something. Now, we're talking about basic boot camp. It was still hell. You know, you get off the bus, the first thing they do is shave your head, take everything away from you, and you start becoming, in my case, a sailor. Learning how to pack, learning how to swim. I remember the poor guys. We had three or four guys in our battalion there that couldn't swim. Why you would join the Navy, I have no idea. But every day, the punishment, they made them pick up their whole sea bag and carry it with them all day long, even when they went to eat. I mean, I just realized how bad I felt for these kids. But, you know, they learned, and pretty soon they were pretty goddamn good swimmers, excuse me.
Well, they learned the skills that they needed to. So you would say that boot camp was pretty rigorous?
Yes, I would. I have a lot of fond memories, but at the same time, we did a lot. You know, firefighting in a ship. You know, it's not simulated. They have a ship there, and they cause a fire, and you have to go fight it. And, you know, there was rescue, and there was diving off a ship. It was, I mean, I looked at it as fun because I was somewhat of an athlete. But a lot of these poor guys struggled, and, you know, we'd have to work with them after class to try to help them so they could pass, because not passing, not fun for these guys.
Frank, so when I met you and you talked about your survival skills that you learned in the Navy, I was just like, wow, you know, and being out there in the jungle and stuff, that was a huge risk that you took for us, but you were brave, and again, you took it on willingly. And what you shared with me was quite enlightening because, you know, you still live with that, but you've turned it, you know, this is, you know, you've really, you're optimistic. When you left and we had our interview, I said, what an optimistic guy. You're an example to all of us. People in the military and that haven't been in the military, it's enlightening to hear what you've done. You had a lot of different skill in the Navy. And the next question would be is, what did you like best about the military?
Well, I think this affected my whole life because I loved to travel. You know, I went to different places when I was on a ship and, you know, got to see Japan and went to Taiwan. And, you know, I remember a ship was damaged and was sinking, and we were the closest ship and down in the Taiwan Straits, and we had to try to salvage whatever we could, those that were still alive. And it was very interesting. I mean, and, you know, I did learn a lot of skills. But, you know, the one thing I'm going to tell you, Deborah, is that was my job. They didn't ask me, well, Frank, are you going to enjoy this thing? No. These are your orders, and this is what we want you to do. We want you to accomplish this, prevent that from happening. And you did, because that was ingrained in you in the military training. You know, I still believe today we should bring the draft back. It would solve a lot of our street problems and so forth. And these kids would learn discipline because their parents aren't teaching them. And, you know, I was a pretty good guy. I learned an awful lot from my parents, and it's carried through for the rest of my life. But a lot of the kids today, they have none, period. So that's a whole nother topic of discussion.
Yes, but it was a very relevant point, and I appreciate you sharing that with us. You're a survivor of a triple open heart surgery, the triple bypass, and two strokes. And I want to touch on that before we get into Haley.
Okay.
I was, you know, when you talked to me about it, you recovered so nicely, and you're going to the gym, and you're staying active, you're eating healthy, you understand what hydration is. Again, with a positive attitude, you're driven, and I like that. What propels you to stay in that healthy lifestyle? I know that you have good people around you. I know you have Frank that he's a good person to be involved with, and I know Haley feels the same way, and myself as well. I am certainly grateful that he believes in Plan for Fitness and shows the talk show a lot of love. So let's talk about your healthy lifestyle, because you're a senior, but you're pretty darn active.
Well, first of all, what I've learned is age is just a number. You know, I'm when I look back and think of, you know, my relatives when they were 60 or 70, they were old. I don't think today I'm an old man at all. And wait a minute, are we having a problem? Okay. And that's part of it, because I don't feel old, even though I am old.
You're not old. You have such a young spirit, but it's good for you to explain it like that. There's all different age groups listening. You know, we got Haley on the line. She's almost 19. I'm in my 40s. We got Frank. I know he's listening. All different ages, but we all have this common purpose: to be well and to live a healthy lifestyle. And I really love that you're on the same page. And again, quite the example for many people to listen to you and look up to you. And I'm just very proud to have you on the show. Let's get into Haley. Haley Jones is calling in, ladies and gentlemen, from Boynton Beach, Florida. I met you today, Haley. Thank you for coming on the air tonight with us.
Hi there. Thank you for having me. First and foremost, I want to thank Frank for his service, because it's his sacrifices and his courage that allows us to have freedom. And secondly, I feel so honored to be invited on the show, because I do feel like I'm an ordinary teenager, but I have been through extraordinary things. So I'd just like to thank you, first of all, and Frank.
Thank you so much. I was so impressed by you. You're a fine young lady. You understand what's in front of you, the opportunities and the focus. You're a senior in high school, graduating in May of 2016. And I love that we have Frank Reynolds on the line, because, Frank, she's considering, she's already been to the recruitment center. I was, like, jumping up and down on this one. She drove herself to the recruitment center, and she's interested in the Air Force. Do you have any advice, a comment, or any advice for Haley regarding her adventure in the military?
Well, Haley, I think, first of all, I think it's very good that you want to be in the military, because the one thing the military will do for you is they'll train you. And, you know, I was the same way. I was actually an electronics technician and ended up going in a different direction. But you will be able to, with the Air Force, gain a lot of skills that will help you through for the rest of your life. Plus, as a military person, you will learn discipline and respect and core. These are values that are not being taught anywhere today. So you will come out of this a better person than you went in.
I agree with you 100%, and that is my purpose.
Very well said. And we appreciate your input, Frank. Haley is, you know, I found it to be so interesting that you recently did a jump out of the plane, and it was at 14,000 altitude. What made you do the skydiving? What propelled you to do that? And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the pictures are up on the slideshow of her in the plane and jumping, and it was very exciting. I don't know that I could be that brave. What fired you to do that?
Well, I have been through severe depression, and I've learned that facing your fears is what allows you to be successful. And I actually look up to Steve Harvey, and he said in one of his shows, you know, if you don't jump, you can't soar. So I'm in the point in my life where I've gained myself financial stability. I'm mentally well, physically well, and, like, I love trying new things, and I love testing my limits. So I think that's why the military would be great for me as well, because I don't want to just stay in the same town, the same community, and, you know, not experience anything grand other than a civilian lifestyle. And I feel like once I become a soldier, whether I fight combat or not, I'm serving my country. And I feel as though everybody should give back in a major way. And if that's serving my country, then so be it. And I don't think I'll be able to seek out the opportunities in the military the way I would in a civilian lifestyle.
You have a great outlook. You want to attend college. Your birthday is the 20th of this month, so a big shout out to you. It's an early happy birthday. But we're sending
you
love and light. Yes, on your 19th. You have your whole life ahead of you. You're open to new opportunities to explore. I'm very proud of you. Let's talk about.
And I would just like to touch. I would like to touch base on what Frank said about this generation not being disciplined enough. And I have to agree. And one of the reasons why I'm going in is because I feel like I am self-disciplined, but I want that extra discipline from someone else and structure. Because you know what? In life, there is no life training. There is not. This is how you do it. And I feel like going into military, I feel like it's almost an easier way for a young person because they lay it out for you. They tell you what you have to do. And I feel that I feel almost every teenager should do this because the rest of their life will be easier, I feel as though.
And that's a very good point. And that's why we're doing the show. That's basically what I was just going to ask you about. You're going to encourage others. You know, we have Frank on the line. We know Freak Danish is also a veteran. My show is very big on honoring all the armed forces, anybody that's into health and wellness. But this is, you know, again, you're almost 19. You know that you basically want to serve your country. You've already been to the recruitment center. What do you think about all this, Frank Reynolds?
I'll tell you what, we need more children like that young lady, let me tell you. She's a breath of fresh air.
I know. Amen on that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And
it's taken a lot to build me up to have this high self-esteem, but thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, Plan for Fitness is a booster, and I know when I asked you to come on the show, because I just thought it would be a great variation and really insightful to have you and Frank on the line. And, you know, you're basically missing work right now. You're on an extended break, and you're going back tonight after the show. I really appreciate you taking the time to share your message, and you are special.
Thank you. And I would love to meet Frank one day.
Yes. Yes, we're going to arrange that.
Yeah, that sounds like a good deal. I'd like to meet you too, young lady.
Looking forward to it.
So basically, what else are your thoughts about, you know, when you talked about, you know, the self-image and fighting the depression and so forth like that, working out is helping you. It's, you know, it clears your mind and it keeps you well-balanced. What else is working for you, Haley?
I've recently joined a couple gyms and Palm Beach Boxing. Frank has a class called Rhino Fitness, and it's a CrossFit class. And it's just being involved in a group, and he uses military techniques to train. And I feel like everybody should be a part of that because it's being surrounded by other people who have the same mindset is what life's all about. And it definitely helps you get through tough times. But fitness is one of my goals because you have, to me, the way I look at it, you have one body. You should cherish it and take care of it because it's what you have to live in for the rest of your life. And it's just been my outlet to everything. Anything that goes wrong in life, you can relate it back to the principles of fitness, you know, being disciplined, being consistent, perseverance, you know, the foundation for fitness and for life.
Yes, yes. Boy, this young lady's on the ball, huh, Frank?
Definitely.
Frank, we're going to be closing the show shortly. What are your thoughts? I mean, this was a great episode. I'm very honored to have you on the air. And bringing Haley on was, you know, really a treat. What else do you have on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to tell you one thing. When you were talking about what motivated me to keep doing things and stay in the fitness, and this is for everybody that's listening, if you ever have been with a group of men that have had strokes and watched them struggle to do simple things like pick up a spoon or a fork or try to put a mouthful in, that was the motivation that drove me, that said, I'm not going to be stopped by this, and I'm going to get up on my bootstraps, and I'm going to learn how to walk again and run again. And then, you know, 15 years later, I had a second stroke on my other side, and that even drove me even further. And I think that's what keeps me young, is I'm driven to stay, never having that happen to me again.
Absolutely. Wow. And having a stroke and being paralyzed on the side of your body, I know you got the double whammy, the left side and then the right side and then the triple bypass. All of that takes months to recover from. You got to go through physical rehabilitation, cardiac rehab. You really came out of it, you know, a winner. You just look wonderful. And again, the attitude is positive. You don't feel sorry for yourself. You're, like, continuing to march on. So, again, the example is phenomenal.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, he doesn't sound like he's in his 70s either.
Oh, he's you know, very young in spirit, and it is just a number. But what a nice variation between all of us. And we have all something in common. And that's the unity part of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Deborah Vidali, your host, broadcasting live. I have Frank Reynolds and Haley Jones calling in from Boynton Beach, Florida. We're discussing service work. Frank is a Vietnam veteran in the United States Navy, and Haley is interested in going into the military, and that's why we wanted to bring her on. She's 18 years old, very focused. You know, I'm just so proud to have both of you on the air, and I want to thank you for being a guest.
No, thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to close the show. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. We're broadcasting live every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Stay tuned. This episode will be on demand shortly. Good night, everyone.